Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harp and Boo, sharing the best opinions from social media on Leinster and Ireland rugby. This is episode 39, which I've titled, If I Should Fall from Grace with Bod. This weekend's opponents are the boys in blue, or Stade Toulousain, to give them their proper name, that's what the S means on their crest, in the Heineken Cup semi-final, with kickoff at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. and live coverage on Sky Sports. A massive match tomorrow in D4. Hopefully the fantastic weather we've had all week keeps going. First up, I just want to give a mention of the quiz. If you're on social media at halftime during the game, not only is it the final round for the April leaderboard with playoff spots up for grabs, but it's also the first round of the May one, so it's always worth having a stab at the question, okay? Also, as an exclusive feature for this week's podcast, I can tell you that the answer to tomorrow's quiz question is located somewhere in this episode of Harp and Boo. Ha, see what I did there? Now, it's true, so keep your ears peeled. The answer has been cunningly hidden throughout this broadcast. See if you can find it. On a totally unrelated matter, did you know that not only have Toulouse won the Heineken Cup record 4 times, they've been crowned French champions a whopping 17 times, which is also a record. Interesting, eh? Now, to the open side topic. I went a little abstract with the question this week, but I still got some great replies. I asked you, how different will Leinster's mindset be playing Toulouse this year as compared to last? First up, we have Trevor Keane on Twitter, who says, it's a totally different game and game plan. Sexton is much better than Sean Byrne, and Sean O'Brien is Europe's in-form player. That's true, Trevor. Thanks for that. We had neither of those players playing last year, so it's going to make a big difference. Next up, Killian96 on Twitter says, new coach, a back row which drives competition, at home where Toulouse fans are outnumbered 10-1, which will help a lot. That's very true, Killian. Thanks for that. Next on Facebook, Jim Kelly said, I believe it'll be a welcome to the jungle attitude. And by the way, don't forget to mention the tweet up. Well, I can't forget it, especially now you've reminded me. Thanks, Jim. Just so you all know, we're having another one of those get-togethers in the Sandyman Hotel after the game. Hope you can make it, and we'll see you at the statue. So do come along. On Twitter, Ivan Eustace says, caution should beat out courage. We've got to take the game to these boys and not be overly concerned with that day last year. Thanks, Ivan. Just on a side note, did you know that Toulouse coach Guy Noves was actually born in Toulouse and has had the job since 1993? There you go. On Facebook, Kino Muror says, the home crowd full house is going to make a huge difference. The thought of revenge for last year should give them some aggression, and the fact that Leinster are on the up with, barring Carney the Elder, no injury problems, and a completely different level of scrum to last year, I reckon they will be positive, focused, and aggressive. There will be no half measures this time round. Great idea. Thanks, Kian. Joanne B. Rugby on Twitter says they have to have learned a lot of lessons and also who to shut down. That's true. Thanks, Joanne. Good point from Dominic Doyle on Facebook. He says, if you've read Bernard Jackman's book, Blue Blood, then you might believe the camp is a happier place to be and that the attitude is spot on as compared to last year. Thanks, Dominic. And finally, Ashling Busher, known as Busher18 on Twitter, says, Leinster rugby are on a winning streak. They are confident but not arrogant. They know how big the challenge ahead is. That's very true, Ashling. Thanks for that. Now, did you know that the biggest winning margin in a Heineken Cup semi-final was when Toulouse beat Swansea by 30-3 in 1995? Just thought I'd mention that. Now, thanks to everyone for chipping in. And thanks, as always, to followers on Facebook. We're at 254 now. That's up 12 from last week. And to Twitter followers, we're at 1458. That's up 39 from last week. So welcome to everyone new. On the blog, you'll see a link to my Sports News Ireland article previewing the Irish provinces for this weekend. But my final score prediction for tomorrow is Leinster 19, Toulouse 15. So I hope that pans out. And finally, best of luck to Old Belvedere, who are flying the flag for Leinster in the Ulster Bank League final on Sunday at Donnybrook. Try and make it down if you can. If not, it's on RTE2 with kickoff at 2:35 p.m. But most of all, enjoy your rugby this weekend. And always remember, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.